It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news, what it means and why it matters. And we go to Washington, D.C. first today to discuss the continuing health care saga with Guy Benson. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you here. There's much confusion about not only what has been put into the reconciliation bill that's working its way through the houses, but why some of the caucuses are protesting it. We're talking to political editor of townhall.com and a Fox News contributor to get the skinny right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Lots to get to. We will also speak with Herb London in just a touch to get kind of an overview of his perspective on all things related to the CIA / FBI / DOJ / Spygate dramas that continue to play out. Meanwhile, we can finally put to bed that there's really no connection between Trump and Russia, something that everybody is grateful to no longer have to talk about anymore. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Guy Benson is the political editor at townhall.com, a proud publication that is a sister organization to the people that own the radio stations I broadcast from every day. Also put an op-ed in there every Sunday or so, and encourage you to do that, but to check that out. But Guy is also very well known for his contributorship at Fox News, and he joins us now from the belly of the beast, Washington, D.C. itself. Guy, it's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
You're the only other person on planet Earth that has also lived in the three major cities that I've lived in. We always lived at different places in different times. And I've always thought that's one of the coolest things I know about guys. I can talk about any period of my life of where I lived, and you'll have some connection to it at some point in time.
Yep, great places.
Let's get into Paul Ryan's statement earlier this afternoon, where he said, if we don't get this done, if we don't repeal and replace, we may never have this chance again. Our colleague Hugh Hewitt has echoed that sentiment. You've written about the healthcare debate pretty extensively. What's your take on that?
No, I think that's unquestionably true. If the Republicans blow this opportunity with the presidency, the Senate, and the House because of, frankly, infighting amongst themselves, I don't think that they're going to come around and get this thing done ever. Because remember, Republican voters, conservative voters, were told over and over again, you have to elect Republicans to the House so we can stop some of this stuff in Obamacare. Well, we need the Senate, too. Okay, but we also need the White House. That was the final piece of the puzzle. Well, guess what? We have a Republican president who's promising to sign a repeal and replace bill, and now there's a lot of squabbling between the centrist moderates and the people sort of on the right flank and the Freedom Caucus, and then leadership's trying to thread the needle. And the point that I've been making is I'm fine with some criticisms of this legislation. I don't think it's perfect. I don't love every part of it by any stretch. I'm open to improvements to it. In fact, some that have been promoted today as amendments to the bill are things that I can support as changes and improvements. However, the basic framework is what it is. It's a very difficult tightrope to walk because of the different ideologies represented in the Republican conference, and there are very few votes to spare, especially in the Senate. And so the stars have aligned. A very clear promise was made to the American people, and I think that it would be just disgraceful and demoralizing if the Republicans blow it and choke away this opportunity.
We're speaking with Guy Benson of townhall.com, the political director there. Guy, when the Freedom Caucus did say we've got concerns about it, it was Mike Lee, it was Ted Cruz, it was Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
And they're fiscal guys. They're conservative guys. They believe that, government, smaller is better, responsible is better. They have this concern with this, what they're calling an entitlement program. The authors are calling it a tax cut. But if it goes to people that didn't pay taxes, it's not really a tax cut. Isn't that welfare? I mean, what? Who's right on that issue?
Well, I mean, I think you can say that both sides are right. So it is true that part of the plan here is refundable tax credits ranging from $2,000 to $14,000 a year for individuals and families. And because it's refundable, that means that some lower income people who pay little or no income tax will get that money basically in the form of a government check. Now, that's different. It's, you know, set up differently than Obamacare's subsidies. It's less expensive, less generous than Obamacare's subsidies, but it is a benefit by the federal government. Now, the question is that unconservative? Is that worth shooting down? Well, a lot of this is based in this plan is based on Tom Price's plan that he put forward in legislation many years
ago. I was about to say that was a long time
in Congress.
Right.
His most recent one was 2015, and a bunch of the guys in the Freedom Caucus, including the chairman, Mark Meadows, co-sponsored that legislation in 2015. Price is obviously now the Secretary of Health and Human Services. So there have been strong right-wing conservatives who have signed on to this idea very recently. I think to turn around and say, well, now it's, you know, a betrayal of conservatism, we can't have it, you have to look at the realisticness. I love Mike Lee, right? Mike Lee is one of my favorite senators.
Sure.
I agree with him on principle that what the Republicans have put out is not a free market system. I would like to see something totally different. But you have to keep in mind, for every Mike Lee that's in the Senate, there's also a Susan Collins or a Lisa Murkowski.
Or John McCain.
That same dynamic applies in the House as well, where they, you know, you have a group of sort of more moderate and centrist senators sending a letter saying, oh, you better not touch Medicaid as much as you are in this bill. We don't like that. We might vote now because of the Medicaid changes in the expansion under Obamacare in this bill. So, again, you need something that can pass both houses, sort of making statements and saying, well, it's not good enough. Ultimately, then, you could blow your opportunity to achieve anything.
Right.
And the other thing, Kevin, that I would just point out very quickly, and this is something that it pains me to say this, but I think it's something that has to be said. If you look at polling and public opinion, and frankly, the election of Donald Trump and the nomination of Donald Trump as the Republican nominee, small government
was not an issue.
And conservatism, it is not
didn't hit the radar screen. Yeah,
as I wish it was among the American people. The American people want government help. What the Republicans are trying to do is roll back the worst excesses of Obamacare and replace it with something that is better, not something that is perfect or even great, but better. And in my view, even if you want to call it Obamacare Lite, which is fair or unfair, I think, if depending how you look at it, but I would still prefer Obamacare Lite than Obamacare Heavy.
Right. And let me ask this. You just briefly mentioned this at the beginning of our discussion, but if they get this in place, you can leave the process open-ended to be able to come back and tighten some of those things, can you not?
Yeah, so a couple things. They've started marking up the bill in the House yesterday in the relevant committees. Once it comes out of the committees, it would go to the Budget Committee. There's going to be a Congressional Budget Office score at some point that's going to be very controversial, I'm sure. Then it has to go to the Rules Committee, then to the floor, and then there's a debate on the floor. So there's multiple steps along the way to alter and amend the legislation in the House. And then if it passes the House and goes over to the Senate, because of the way that it is, it's a reconciliation bill within the budget structure, which is why you can make it a 51-vote threshold instead of 60-vote
right.
threshold. And parenthetically, that's why some of the stuff that a lot of conservatives want to see in the bill cannot be in this bill, like across state lines and medical malpractice reform. That stuff isn't budgetary, and so it literally, under the rules, cannot be in a reconciliation bill. That's why it's not in this particular
gotcha.
Piece of legislation. Over on the Senate side, because it's a budget measure, they have what's called a votorama, which means that any senator who wants to introduce any amendment to the bill has a right to do it. So there will be dozens upon dozens upon dozens of amendments debated and voted on if it gets to the Senate, which means that it could look different coming out of the Senate. So there is time to tweak and change the legislation, and I think some of it probably deserves to be changed and ought to be changed, but the goal should be not perfection, because no one agrees on what perfection looks like. The goal should be something that will work better,
right,
that gets rid of the worst parts of Obamacare, and that can pass the Congress.
Yep. And to be candid, judiciary mustard as well, because there's going to be at some point, you know, court challenges to it probably. I love the fact that Planned Parenthood's out. There's a lot about the original bill that I like. May not be perfect in every way, as you said, but I'm hoping that the people that were entrusted with the stewardship of where we're headed are listening to what the voters had to say and get this done, because I'm afraid, like Paul Ryan, like yourself, like Hugh Hewitt, if we don't get it done now, there may not be another shot at it down the road. Guy Benson, read him at townhall.com. Watch him on Fox News. Guy, it's good to have you back.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we continue, Herb London joins us to talk about Spygate and exactly how deep the deep state threat seems to run. We've got a lot to cover, a lot of ground to cover. He's also got a brand new book out I want you to check out as well, Leading from Behind. You know who that relates to. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Alternate site has been suspended tomorrow for the impending snowstorm, but remember the metered rules remain in effect. Westbound Cross Bronx loaded up Westchester Avenue to the outbound George Washington Bridge. Northbound West Side, watch for an accident reported in the 100s. The FDR loaded up northbound from the Battery all the way up to the 90s. There have been a series of accidents there. In New Jersey, westbound Route 4 is very heavy. Hackensack Avenue now to Forest Avenue. We've had a series of accidents on Route 4 as well. Inbound Lincoln, 30 minutes outbound 25. The Holland Tunnel up to 30 to 40 minutes out from Canal Street. That is your worst approach. Westbound Newark Bay heavy. You're also heavy getting onto the covered roadway. Inbound Holland, only about a 10 to 15 minute delay. The LIE is awful. Eastbound through Queens and much of Nassau and Suffolk County. The Grand Central is only slightly better. If you're making your way onto the BQE, it basically delays both ways between the Prospect and Queens Boulevard. Now you know how not to go. I'm Adrienne Watson on AM 970, The Answer.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Monday, March 27th at Vesuvio Restaurant, 7305 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. On Wednesday, March 29th at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. And at the Montauk Club, 25 8th Avenue in Park Slope, Brooklyn on Thursday, March 30th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Hi, this is Chris King. Join Greg Picker and me tonight at 10 p.m. when the New York Islanders visit Vancouver, British Columbia to clash with the Canucks. Right here on your home for Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, folks. Looking for a different kind of sports show? Then join me, Jeff Cadillac, Sunday nights at 10 for the Jeff Cadillac Show, sponsored by Raymond James & Associates, Locust Valley, New York, on AM 970, The Answer.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, while the temptation by the mainstream press is to continue to harp about Trump and ties to Russia, I've made the promise on the air. We're not going to talk about that silliness anymore. There's zero evidence of it. But you know what they're not talking about, and we are, kind of in an exclusive vacuum here at Kevin McCullough Radio, is this whole idea that there is a covert operation working against the president. I spoke with Bernie Kerik last weekend. I am honored to have my next guest because while he is not in law enforcement, he has a perspective that I think will grant us some additional viewpoints on this. He's also author of the brand new book, Leading from Behind, The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Dr. Herb London, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Well, Kevin, always a pleasure to be with you. And you're one of the great figures in radio, and I always admire the work you do.
I really apologize for not having you on to wave the flag for your book before, but we're going to sell a bunch of copies for you today. Everybody go to Amazon and buy a copy, Leading from Behind by Dr. Herb London. Real quickly, Dr. London, we've seen CIA WikiLeaks. We've seen tapped servers in the Trump Towers, maybe other things. Maybe email access was tapped, maybe a bunch of other stuff. We saw the FBI tried to recruit Christopher Steele to run a subterfuge against Trump. This was 2 weeks out from the campaign. The taps on the Trump Tower, most likely about a month out from the campaign. Dr. Herb London, what do you make of all of this, like, super spook stuff that we've got going on?
Well, it's almost something out of a Rod Serling series on TV. My feeling is that it's very, very dangerous, in part because we don't know who has access to what material and who is operating as either a rogue organization or working for the government. I mean, this is really very, very troubling. And again, one doesn't know exactly what happened during the course of the Trump campaign, but there were FISA regulations, that is the FISA repeals, that were made in order to try and find out what was going on at the Trump organization. Now, one might even call this Watergate 2.0. It is a very, very strange and troubling, as I've indicated before, troubling concern.
The difference, though, with Watergate, and our friend Bernie Kerik pointed this out to me earlier this week, is that Nixon used mostly private sector people and CIA retired CIA types to do his dirty work. This was an administration, according to the McClatchy newspapers, using up to six different law enforcement divisions that were at their control to perpetrate this stuff. I mean, this takes this level of spying on your political opponents to an all-time level.
Well, as I indicated before, this could be a rogue group within the government. Moreover, you don't know if they're still there. When the president of the United States talked about cleaning the swamp, this is obviously one dimension of the swamp.
Right.
Now, the question is, how do you get to this organization, if in fact it exists? One of the things that was very troubling about the dump that occurred with the WikiLeaks people is that they point out that WikiLeaks can now duplicate the kind of profile of the Russian Secret Service. And when the Russians are doing this, they can now cover their own activities, making it appear as if it is the work of Russians or Chinese. Now, again, it's one of the problems associated with this is you do not know who is actually responsible for engaging in this kind of wiretapping and hacking. So it becomes very problematic indeed to know where this is all coming from.
If anybody had hopes that the Cold War was over, they better get a different hope because this is all-time crazy stuff. But
as I've suggested, not only is this cowboys and Indians of the past, but it also represents a very, very new chapter in the way in which we deal with these matters, because there could be within the CIA
Correct.
And defense intelligence organizations that are operating against the government of the United States and making it appear as if it is the Russians.
Well, and that's one of the things that we cannot let go past, because you know that within Republican establishment circles, and of course every Democratic circle, there's a desire to do away with the Trump presidency. We're speaking with Dr. Herb London. Dr. London, when we are talking about the idea that people can get into your personal bank account, that's one thing. When they get into the business of people that the government is targeting, and we saw this as a pattern. Yeah, President Obama tapped the Associated Press. He tapped James Rosen. He tapped 501c3 groups that the IRS wanted to check out. They tapped Angela Merkel and Benjamin Netanyahu and the leaders of France and Spain and Mexico. I mean, they dropped a tap as often as you know, the sun came up, it seems like. You couple that with the idea that Hillary's server was wide open, and as a state department secretary, we were merciless to the whims of our enemies. We are now merciless to the whims of some of those that have power, and we haven't found who they are.
Well, again, this is part of the difficulty. We know that, as you pointed out, the Obama administration did use wiretaps for a variety of people, and we're very embarrassed when the James Rosen situation did come to the surface and was covered by a number of other news agencies. But what the things that we don't know may be just as interesting. And as I've suggested, if in fact the Obama administration was engaged in making FISA requests for the examination of what was going on at the Trump campaign, that is very, very worrisome indeed. And again, you don't know the extent of it, and you don't know who is actually responsible. The president may not have been directly responsible, but did he know, and when did he know it?
Well, we know that the wiretaps, if they were put on by justice, required at least the attorney general's signature or one of her assistant deputies.
Exactly.
So there's someone within an arm's reach of the president that did know. So I just have a hard time thinking that he was completely, in the dark on this. I don't think he found out about it on the evening news.
Well, but you notice what the kind of comments that were made. When the president said, under no circumstances did I have any direct involvement.
Right, exactly.
Again, what does that mean?
Wink, wink.
Direct involvement?
Right.
Yeah, wink, wink, exactly. So, I mean, I think that your observation is correct. If it was the attorney general, well, obviously the president knew something. But how much did he know? When did he know it? And is there a cover for the president in this matter?
Sure. Now, that's the problem that we have. But let's talk about what Mr. Trump needs to do to get his arms around this and to fix it. What would you advise him if you were in his inner circle?
Well, the first thing is, look, I try to get to the bottom of all of this. The first thing is I'd like to know who is responsible for taking the tape that Mike Flynn had and delivered it to the Washington Post.
Right.
Who is responsible for that? And then once I know that, I would bring criminal charges. So I make it perfectly clear that this kind of leak that's going to occur, that may occur in the Trump administration, will not be tolerated.
I love
it. In fact, not only not tolerated, we're going to bring criminal charges against that person.
Well, and that's exactly what should be done. Dr. Herb London, author of the brand new book, Leading from Behind, on Kevin McCullough Radio. Dr. London, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Kevin, you do great work, and keep it up. I look forward to seeing you soon.
We're going to have you in the studio soon to talk about the book. Coming right back on Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Good afternoon, 58 and partly cloudy. What's going on? We have the answer. Today, almost 70 degrees. Tomorrow, the city has issued a snow alert. Alternate side has been suspended for tomorrow, but the metered rules remain in effect. The storm expected to bring 3 inches to the city, up to 6 inches in the suburbs. The winter weather advisory is in effect from 10 o'clock tonight until 2 o'clock tomorrow. New Jersey Transit will cross honor system-wide tomorrow for the storm. An NYPD bomb squad evacuated the Jewish Children's Museum in Brooklyn today after it got an email threat. Governor Cuomo was in Brooklyn and went to the scene.
I can't tell you how personally upsetting it is to me. It's repugnant to everything we are and we believe as New Yorkers.
Police say everybody was cleared out of the building on Eastern Parkway and Crown Heights, the email coming amid a wave of threats phoned into Jewish sites in New York and across the country. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer slamming the Republican health care plan.
Trump care, simply put, is a mess that gives you less for more.
In a Capitol briefing, the senator said it also contains tax breaks for the wealthy. The Republican bill aims to repeal and replace Obamacare. Maine Independent Senator Angus King said it amounts to, quote, repeal and wreck, end quote. And New York State joining the legal fight against President Trump's revised immigration travel ban. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced this afternoon New York will become part of the lawsuit by Washington State. Hawaii filed the lawsuit yesterday. In sports, hockey Islanders in Vancouver right here on AM 970, The Answer at 10, the Rangers in Carolina, the Devils in Colorado. Westbound Cross Bronx delays are end to end. Westbound Route 4 heavy again, Teaneck Road all the way out to Forest Avenue with yet another accident. Westbound 80 moving better, 46 eastbound heavy Route 23 to Route 3 with that problem. The rain beginning tonight, it will turn to snow, doesn't end till 1 o'clock tomorrow, again anywhere between 3 to 6 inches. Now you know how not to go. I'm Adrienne Watson on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it may be because you're not eating enough vegetables and fruits, as Mom would always say. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. No, they're just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of phytonutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, so once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report better looking skin, have fewer aches and pains, and a lot more energy. Dr. Howard stopped by the Kevin McCullough Show not long ago and told me that in honor of Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they're offering the best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and shipping. Call now for details, 1-800-246-8751, and use the promo code THEANSWER for a free 2-month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com, but make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER.
Now that I've joined Audible, my runtime has become more, well, emotional. As I listen to Nicholas Sparks' new novel, 2x2,
I pulled out my phone again and lingered over the images with a smile on my face, more grateful than ever to be the father to such an amazing little girl.
Good thing no one can see me cry out here.
Get 2x2 free when you start a 30-day trial at audible.com/act now. Audible. Turn any time into story time.
Hi, this is Chris King. Join Greg Picker and me tonight at 10 p.m. when the New York Islanders visit Vancouver, British Columbia, to clash with the Canucks. Right here on your home for Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, lost in all of the insanity of Spygate and Spookgate. I'm going to call it Spookgate. Can we say the word spook? Because if something spooks you, it scares you, right? Spies scare me. In the government, trying to overthrow the lawfully elected president of the United States. Got to cut that out, man. You got to cut that out. You can't. I'm just hoping that the president locates where the leaks have come from, all of the kind of hidden agents that are buried in the different bureaucracies, and just has a pink slip day. You know, just, hey, you've been identified. Bye. See ya. There's the door. Well, why should they get to keep jobs longer than the average worker in America? You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of these people are bureaucrats that have just they've burrowed in, and like the biological parasites that they are, they need to be, you know, dug out of whatever flesh they've nestled themselves into. Anyway, I won't be too much, won't be too graphic here. But lost in all of that, and Senator McConnell today is saying that it looks like tax reform is going to have to wait because the Obamacare repeal and replace issue is going to be big. And as you heard earlier in this hour, it should be. Guy Benson had it dead on. We don't get this done, you're never going to get rid of Obamacare. And if you don't like the employee mandate, if you don't like the CEO mandate, the corporate mandate, if you don't like the mandated funding of things you don't need, for instance, if a man has a sex change, the healthcare providers that participate in Obamacare had to provide abortion services for pregnancies that that sex change man may or may not ever have. That kind of stuff. That's the stuff that drove premiums through the roof. So even though it's not perfect, even though there may be some adjustments that need to come in the days and years ahead, let's get something that goes in the other direction. No mandates. Choice. Protect what you want to protect. If it's the it's the keeping your kids on the policy till later. If it's whatever. If there, and I know there were a couple of positive things that people liked, but for the most part, Obamacare was, as everybody's been saying, it was going to fall in on itself. But lost in the debate about that, and in the debate over our security, this issue of the tax reform has kind of sat out there, and it's not really going anywhere. But the Congress has issued today a report. The CBO has issued a report on what the tax rate in the U.S. for corporations was in the last go-around. And lo and behold, after 8 years of regulatory controls on the increase at, unfathomable speed, because Obama, he put regulations in place faster than people could blink. And he did. He put more regulations in place towards businesses than all of the previous presidents in our nation's history prior to that. So the CBO does its report and releases it today. And guess what our corporate tax rate was? Just take a guess. 39.1%. So what does that mean? Well, if a company makes a widget for a buck, before they've paid their people for their expenses, their state taxes, and additional regulatory things that they have to do, like if they're a polluter, then they have to get filters and all the rest of it. Before any of the rest of that starts, $40 of that dollar is already spoken for. Now, do you think on a regular, okay, I make a widget, I make a, a pair of tennis shoes, and I'm going to, I make them for 50, but I'm going to retail them for 100. But in order to make money, I have to charge that much. Because if I can make them for 50 and I sell them for 100, but I'm paying 40 of that to the government, I'm only walking away with 10 bucks in my pocket from that pair of shoes. So, and just think about that multiplied over the billions of products that we have, over the billions of services that we offer. We were rated the highest corporate tax rate of all of the nations in the G20. Japan's at 37, Argentina's at 35, but we were at 39.1, highest out there. And you wonder why things are expensive. I'm Calvin McCullough.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days? Guaranteed. It can happen. In fact, I was just talking to someone at our recent business breakfast, and someone asked me, hey, Kev, how did you lose that 30 pounds a couple of years ago? They noticed I was still looking quite trim and well put together, and I said, it was really, really surprising. It was a 100% customized all-natural formula to help my body turn off fat storage and turn on extreme fat burning. I lost up to 2 pounds per day. There weren't any hunger, cravings, drugs, prepackaged foods. It was doctor-supervised. I ate real food the whole time. And when I learned that my weight had everything to do with my health, I was glad that Dr. Kerry Skorsky at Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare said, we're going to get you on a mission to radically change your health. He reminded me that I needed to balance my hormones, normalize my blood sugar levels, and reset my metabolism, which the program did. And I want you to have the same success. So call Dr. Kerry and the Bay Ridge team now. It's 844-THE-DIET. They've also got a Secaucus location. Call and find out. 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com.
To Chimera, left corner to Quine, cutting to the net, drops it in front line, shoots and scores!
Don't miss Andrew Ladd Bobblehead Night, Monday, March 13th, as the New York Islanders take on the Carolina Hurricanes.
Here's Ladd with Quine. Andrew Ladd scores! Andrew Ladd goes glove side on Anders Nielsen.
The first 10,000 fans in attendance will take home a bobblehead of the Islanders forward. Call 800-745-3000 or visit islanders.nhl.com/promo to secure your tickets today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you get me talking about food and my favorite eateries in the tri-state area, you're going to hear me talk about the Park West Tavern. It's nestled snugly in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and I'm so thrilled that they are now a sponsor of Kevin McCullough Radio. I'm telling you, everything on the menu is fantastic. In fact, when I take clients or friends there, I tell them there's nothing on the menu that you're going to go wrong with. From the Guinness-based ribs to the fantastic salads to the mouth-watering steaks to the freshest seafood you've ever put in your mouth and the desserts that you absolutely must save room for, the menu is rounded out with a huge wine list. They've got craft beers, and they were voted Bergen County's best mixed cocktails. 30 Oak Street in Ridgewood is where they're at, and they're going to become quickly one of your favorites. They're open every day for lunch, dinner, and late-night snacks. They've also got delicious brunch on Sunday. Call 201-445-5400 or check out their website at parkwesttavern.com. That's 201-445-5400 or parkwesttavern.com. And make sure when you stop in to say hi to the owner, Randy. Tell him Kevin McCullough sent you.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been surgically implanted with a hernia mesh implant, you may be at risk. Many mesh products used in hernia surgeries are defective and have been linked to severe complications, including chronic pain, infections, bowel obstruction, internal injury, or the need for corrective surgery. Even the FDA has issued warnings on mesh products. If you or a loved one has a hernia mesh implant and have experienced any of these symptoms, you may be entitled to significant compensation. The team at United Law will provide a free, no-obligation evaluation. With over $1 billion recovered for victims of defective drugs and devices, United Law can help. The deadline to file your claim is approaching fast, and you need to act. So if you or a loved one has a hernia mesh implant that has caused chronic pain, infection, bowel obstruction, internal injury, or the need for corrective surgery, call United Law today and get the compensation you deserve. Call 800-755-5002. 800-755-5002. That's 800-755-5002.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com. iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Thankful that we can talk. And on Thursdays, it's one of our favorite days around these parts. Literally, the mailbag overfloweth with reaction to Thursdays because of one very important thing. What is the most important thing in life? Mr. Samlin, what's the most important thing in life?
Women?
You've been helping Piscopo too much. Relationships, they're the key to everything, and that's why Lady Ashley Papa joins us to help people, poor schlubs like Matt Samblin, figure out what he needs to get right in his relational world. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, Kevin. Happy Thursday. Glad to be here.
You too. And by the way, people should follow you on social media because you were off showing the world your mad Lake Placid, what could have been. The skills this week. Man, I've never seen you skate. We've talked about it forever, but you put up a little clip and you were what do they call it? See, I'm a total dork when it comes to this stuff. What do they call it when you go into that really tight spin and you go round and round and round and round really fast?
That's called a scratch spin.
A scotch spin.
Scratch.
Scratch.
Like itch. scratch. Yeah.
Okay, a scratch spin. Well, mm-hmm. you did it well, and considering that it was outdoors, I was pretty impressed because I didn't think
it was cold. It was freezing.
I didn't think the weather was cold up there. It's still rock solid on the lakes.
Yeah. No, it was like 5 degrees is the high.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't get the nice warm weather that the rest of us did this last week.
They did, but then they got the cold weather.
Oh, which is what's coming our way anyway.
Yes.
We'll leave that aside. Well, Ashley Papa is the relationship writer for FoxNews.com, and she's also the host of Fox on Love Radio. Ashley, earlier this week, there was a huge survey put out about sex. What did we learn from it?
We learned that Americans are having less of it.
What?
And yep.
Say what?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem possible.
Yeah, well, it is. And, you know, who is kind of to blame is the millennials.
Well, you know, if they're putting off sex a little bit longer in their life, that's probably not a bad thing, is it? I mean, for the long-term health of relationships.
Right, yeah. So, like, the explanation was because there's less, you know, long-term commitment. There's no partner, like marriage partner. They're waiting longer to get married, so there's not that constant, you know, availability like you get when you have a spouse.
Yeah. Now, I also heard that married people are having it less, too, according to the survey. Was that also in there?
Yeah, so that's in there, too. And, you know.
So what's up with that? How come married people aren't, you know, getting jiggy with it?
Well, I think it's a combination of just being tired. You know, if you're working, if you're both people are working and not getting home till late, you kind of value your sleep. And if you have kids as well, it's like, how often do you have time to be intimate with your significant other?
I'd like to see what the numbers were for those who have 3 kids under the age of 6 specifically, in which the father works the only job outside the house that, oh, wait a minute. I'm talking way too much here. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So, and this, how often do they do that survey? Every year?
So this is an annual survey, so, you know, 16 times, let's see, Americans had sex 16 fewer times annually in the latest look, so it's an annual survey.
Wow. Mm-hmm. The average American had 16 times less sex. I'm knowing some people that meant they went the whole year. All right. Well, moving on from that, before Ashley blushes too profusely. So I saw this story pop up after the Oscars. Ben and Jennifer, the Afflegarner or the Garner Fleck or however they say it, the Bennifer, they're not going to get divorced after all.
So they're going to try and work things out. This is reported by people from an anonymous source. You know, mainly to stay together for the kids. You know, they split in 2015 because of that alleged, cheating scandal that, you know, Ben.
The nanny?
Cheating. Yeah.
It's always the
that
nanny.
That whole thing, which we talked about.
Right.
So they're trying to work things out, apparently. They're not going to get a divorce as of right now.
Ashley, what does the research tell us about marriages that are able to actually work this kind of stuff out, particularly as it relates to the welfare of the children?
Well, you know, it's hard. Right now, they're calling this a co-parenting. So, you know, it really depends on where both men and the man and the woman, where their heads are at. You know, if they're staying together just for the kids, you know, there has to be more there. So the chances of the relationship actually getting back to how it was is pretty slim.
Well, that's a given. But, you know, some time's gone by. Does forgiveness work something positive into the life of the family? Is it possible that families can come back from that kind of stuff and actually be better off long term?
They can. You know, a lot of relationships do bounce back even stronger. And, you know, they say that time heals all. So, you know, depending on how their relationship is and how strong a relationship they had before, you know, it might make it stronger.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that always bothers me is that when a couple just has their own, you know, infidelities and they go their own way and there's no kids involved, that's kind of like one thing. Then you're just dealing with the emotional fallout of just the two grown-ups in the scenario. But when kids are involved, it starts to really have in my mind, much more echoing relational effects, not just between the kids and the parents, but the kids with themselves, trying to understand who I am and why did Dad leave and why isn't he here and why don't you know, or you know, why won't I get to see Mom as often as I used to before? You know, that I think that stuff haunts kids pretty badly, and it's usually better if they can be civil to each other if the parents can work it out and at least try to make a go at it, because I think it just gives a more stable environment for those kiddos.
Mm-hmm. And if they're, you know, both parents are living in the same house still but in separate bedrooms, you know, it kind of looks weird to the kids. I mean, whether or not that creates more of a stable environment, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, but, you know, they want to try and keep things as normal as possible for the kids.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those interesting marriages to watch out of Hollywood, and there's, you know, not a lot of them that last very long. So I think for everyone that does make it, you know, for a certain length of time, I think we should, I don't know, throw a party or something. They throw a party for making really crummy movies sometimes. Why not throw a party for, hey, these guys actually stayed married for 25 years.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It's something to think about.
Celebrate.
Read her on FoxNews.com. Listen to her on Fox on Love. Ashley Papa, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough. So glad you're with us at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Alternate site has been suspended for tomorrow. Snow removal, but metered rules remain in effect. And New Jersey Transit will cross on our system-wide tomorrow. Northbound side of the Henry Hudson Parkway is pretty bad once you make your way over the Henry Hudson Bridge for a couple of miles in Riverdale. Looks like an accident there. And the northbound, any other road as you make your way through the Bronx will be better. But the hutch is not good through Westchester. Southbound hutch cross Westchester down past Weaver Street with a crash. And westbound cross County at Columbus Avenue. Watch for an accident there. Westbound cross Bronx delays. Westchester Avenue on out. Inbound just a couple of minutes so far at the bridge. Route 4 is miserable. Westbound from Grand Avenue all the way out to Forest Avenue with a crash. You're barely moving. Route 80 is actually moving better. That's possible. Westbound Route 46 is also a decent alternate. Westbound Route 3 delays from the eastern spur of the Turnpike past Route 21. That's pretty much the norm. Southbound western spur slower than the southbound eastern. Lincoln 30 to 40 in, 20 out. Holland still up to 40 out from Canal. Now you know how not to go. I'm Adrienne Watson on AM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Attention career seekers, New York's 17th Annual Diversity Employment Day Career Fair is on Tuesday, March 14th from 11 to 3 at the new Watson Hotel Conference Center Midtown, 440 West 57th Street in Manhattan. CityCareerFair.com invites you to interview with New York's top employers looking to fill hundreds of positions. Employment opportunities include finance, sales, management, healthcare, engineering, and more. AM 970 The Answer will be there too. It's Tuesday, March 14th at the new Watson Hotel, 440 West 57th Street. Visit CityCareerFair.com.
The best way to be all for Islanders is with a season ticket plan. Be all in for the 2017-18 season to get the best prices on tickets and all the exclusive benefits. Team events, concession discounts, the bonus seat program, and more are all part of your season ticket purchase. Full and partial ticket plans are available now. And with lower level tickets starting at just $49, call 844-33-ISLES or visit islanders.nhl.com to make sure you're part of the action next season.
Striblings New York is a program covering business, sports, and pop culture featuring in-depth interviews with interesting people. Host Rob Taub's guests have included world-famous authors, prominent doctors, actors, restaurateurs, musicians, and more. Don't miss it. Sunday afternoons at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jay Sekulow live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. It's been a day of strange stories, has it not? This breaking piece of news, I don't know if it's something that people were really trying to pay attention to. But you remember the Joe Biden son-in-law gate disaster from about a week ago? Beau Biden, the son of Joe Biden who died, his wife took up with his other son, Hunter Biden. The problem was Hunter Biden is married to someone else. So Hunter was with Beau's ex, Beau, while Hunter's ex then discovered it and left Hunter in her dust. Anyway, Hunter and his estranged wife have evidently called a truce in the divorce war. So I guess that's good. What else did I... There are a few very odd stories that just... Like this one from the Daily Mirror in London. They have had people flying over Fukushima. You remember Fukushima, the radiation meltdown leak? Evidently, that part of Japan is heavily fortified with wild boar. And the wild boar now can be photographed because they are so radiated that you can actually see radioactive wild boar roaming Fukushima. It's just like, I don't know, it's like Planet of the Apes or something. It's just like a basis for like a sci-fi movie. No one has ever seen pictures of these creatures until now, but they have them. And look for them to come to an art museum near you. But you can see them if you want to on the website of the Daily Mirror. If you ever wanted to see what a radioactive wild boar looked like. I love to roast wild boar. Now that's a stuck pig on a spit going real slow over those coals. That, after, you know, about a half a day, that's really good eating right there. But I don't think I'd be too keen to eat the nuclear wasteland Fukushima wild boar, which may already be cooked all the way through. Who knows? But evidently they're glowing from space now. Okay, one last thing. It's big basketball season around. Some of you know I went to a very tiny Bible school in Chicago called Moody Bible Institute. Tonight at 8 p.m., they do something they've never done in the history of their school before. They play in the first round of the national championship tournament for the NCAA Division II. Like, it's a tiny thing. But for them, it's a big deal. And so for all the Moody Bible grads out there, just know that your team's doing well, and you can watch it online tonight at 8 p.m. I'm actually going to pull it up and try to live stream the March Madness. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.